This is your weekly edition of the HBCU Blitz, powered by Box to Row. I'm Donald Ware. First, I'm going to take you to the ATL for the SIAC championship game between Albany State and Benedict. We're going to pick things up early in the second quarter. Benedict already with the 3-0 lead and looking for more.
Benedict, receivers bunched up on both sides. They're going to throw it deep down there. Man, wide open. Easy touchdown. 29-yard pass play for the TD.
From Aeneas Dennis to Caden High, and the Tigers had the 10-0 lead, will remain in the second quarter. Benedict with another possession and looking for even more.
Empty backfield, throw over the middle, and it's going to be caught. And still on the run, and it's going to get in the end zone for the touchdown. 55-yard pass play for the TD, Reginald Harden.
One last time in 2023, that was my main man, Freddie Fresh Suttles, on the Albany State Sports Network. The route was on as Benedict defeated Albany State 47-10 in the SIAC championship game. Back-to-back championships for the Tigers, who now will have a first-round bye in the Division II playoffs. To Orangeburg, South Carolina, for the matchup between Morgan State and host South Carolina State, the last home game of the illustrious career of Buddy Pough, the head football coach at South Carolina State. Let's pick things up with about 8 minutes remaining in the third quarter. South Carolina State holding the 14-6 lead with the Bears driving.
To give to Davis. JJ trying to swing it wide side. Got room to the 50. Foot race 30. Davis 20. 15. 10. 5. JJ goes the distance. Touchdown, Morgan.
53 yards, and the Bears pulled to within one. South Carolina State would get a Gabby Zimmerman 28-yard field goal with 5 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter to extend its lead to 17-13. Then, on the ensuing kickoff,
Scribber down the middle of the field, up backfields, 28. Straight hit 30, up to the 30-yard line. He's still on his feet at the 45. Tolles breaks a tackle, 50, near sideline. Jordan, 30, cuts it inside, 20. Tolles, 15, 10, 5. Tolles to the house. Jordan Tolles refusing to go down on the squib kick. Took it the distance. Bears back on the board.
78 yards, and the Bears led 20-17. One more opportunity for the Bulldogs.
Corey gets a snap. Fields wants to throw. He got time. Rifles it. Deep ball. Gonna be intercepted. Just a poor choice by Corey Fields. Threw it to Quincy Johnson, who was playing center field for Morgan State.
The mentor, Lamont Germany, on WEAA. The interception sealed the deal. The Bears defeated South Carolina State 20-17. Here are the MEAC scenarios. If Morgan State defeats Howard and South Carolina State loses to Delaware State, then Morgan State would be MEAC champs, represent the MEAC in the Celebration Bowl. If Howard defeats Morgan State, then Howard would be MEAC champs and represent the MEAC in the Celebration Bowl. If North Carolina Central defeats Delaware State and Morgan State defeats Howard, then North Carolina Central will be MEAC champs and represent the MEAC in the Celebration Bowl. Did you get all that? And in Jacksonville,
Trevor Lawrence trying to get it blocked up, and he's going to go down right away. The Gravedigger got there as well.
Bringing that sharp shovel today, baby. Burying quarterback.
Former South Carolina State star Javon Hargrave with a sack and a half in the ballgame. He's got now 4.5 on the season. The route was on as the 49ers defeated Jacksonville 34-3. That audio courtesy of KNBR and the 49ers Radio Network. Box to Row, the radio show, airs weekly on radio stations across the country, as well as Fridays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on Sirius XM College Sports Radio, and Saturdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 Central, 6 a.m. Pacific Time on Sirius XM Channel 142 HBCU. To listen to the show or for more information, visit BoxToRow.com.